FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has unveiled a panel of prominent individuals to spearhead a national dialogue in an effort to address what he has called some of the country's persistent challenges. The 32-member group includes respected figures like retired Constitutional Court Judge Edwin Cameron, peace activist Ella Gandhi, and Springbok captain Siya Kolisi. Ramaphosa says the convention, to be held in mid-August, will guide discussions on issues such as crime, gender-based violence, corruption, poverty, and unemployment.
The dialogue will be a people-led, society-wide process to reflect on the state of our country in order for us to reimagine our future. Through the national dialogue, we seek a shared vision of what it means to be a South African and develop a new national ethos and common value system.
Well, the ANC has described the national dialogue as an important step towards rebuilding unity and trust. The EFF dismissed the initiative, calling it a publicity stunt. Well, seven people have lost their lives in the Eastern Cape following severe flooding after heavy rains. The bodies of six victims were recovered from a village in Mthatha, where there was no let up for emergency teams yesterday. Homes were submerged, forcing some residents to seek refuge on rooftops. Provincial government spokesperson Kusel Waranki says rescue teams are still searching for a minibus carrying school children that were swept away while crossing a bridge near Mthatha. She says three pupils were rescued.
Provincial government regrets the tragic loss of life during this period, and we send our condolences to the families of the bereaved. The severe weather conditions have also caused significant damage to road infrastructure, the displacement of residents, and unfortunately, the loss of lives.
The Deputy Minister of Public Works, Sihle Zikalala, has called for a public protector probe into allegations that he interfered with the appointment of Independent Development Trust CEO Tebogo Malaka. Zikalala says he's concerned about reports which he believes are aimed at tarnishing his image. He was speaking during a media briefing in Pretoria yesterday.
Having looked on all of these questions and the smear campaign, I have therefore resolved to subject this matter to the public protector for a thorough investigation. This will assist so that the truth is exposed and we avoid narratives that are laced with innuendos and speculation.
A report by investigative group Amabungani alleged that Zikalala supported Malaka's appointment despite red flags. And an overnight curfew has come into effect in protest hit downtown Los Angeles. The mayor said the move was necessary to stop vandalism and looting after several days of unrest. Scores of protesters remained in the central area as the curfew came into effect at 8 last night. Demonstrators took to the streets over the government's immigration crackdown. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has declined to put a timeline on ending the deployment of the National Guard and the Marines to L.A. He says they'll be on the ground until there's no danger.
All I want is safety. Los Angeles was under siege until we got there. The police were unable to handle it. If we didn't send in the National Guard quickly, right now, Los Angeles would be burning to the ground.
Durban and Richards Bay reaching a high of 20 degrees, Maritzburg 15. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.